Good morning, 94.9 The Palm on the air. I'm Sloane Spencer, joined by phone with a fantastic member of our arts, music, and cultural community here in the Midlands. I'm going to have them introduce themselves and tell you what's going on. Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on? My name is Preach Jacobs. I am a hip-hop artist. I'm an artist, community organizer, and I'm also a journalist. I'm a columnist for the Free Times and Post and Courier Columbia with my column called Fight the Power, where I talk about hip-hop, social awareness, and all that other good stuff.
Very important stuff, and especially glad to have someone local be part of that conversation. That's important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, and what I'm working on right now is an event that I'm doing at Trustus. It's a conversation event called With Preach Jacobs, and the idea was I was working on some stuff with Trustus, and we were talking about, is there a way that we can have any events that can be COVID friendly? And my idea was basically, well, let's have a conversation with someone, get some captivating people from South Carolina, and the event is literally two chairs on the stage, and we'll just have a conversation. So we're doing it today, 8 p.m. at Trustus. For the people that can't make it, because the tickets are apparently sold out, we will film it and air it later, and we're just really, really excited. So the guest is going to be a hip-hop artist from Charleston, and activist, a gentleman named Benny Starr, and then we also have Falami Jeter, who's the owner of A Piece of Soul Vegan Kitchen, which has gotten some national attention and one of the best restaurants if you love vegan food in the nation.
Absolutely. And I'll just give a little plug for them. I would not describe myself as vegan, but they're definitely one of my top five restaurants in town.
Exactly.
So fantastic. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Preach Jacobs about this event and other things that will be going on. But I want to know more, a little bit more about some of these guests who are going to be part of this event. And congratulations on having a sold out night for your very first event. Stick around, y'all. We got lots more on the way. We'll stay true to the music here at 94.9 The Palm. Hey, y'all, Sloane Spencer with you on the Morning Dive here at 94.9 The Palm. I'm joined by phone with Preach Jacobs. Y'all know Preach from all kinds of local events, but there is something incredible happening tonight at Trustus Theater. If you weren't lucky enough to snag a ticket for the live event, don't worry. They're filming it, and it will be available at a future date. So you've got a couple of guests who will be joining you, and tell us about the first one. You've got a hip-hop star coming our way from down in the Lowcountry.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm so excited. So Benny Starr is a hip-hop artist from Charleston, South Carolina. He had a live album called A Water Project. He recorded it live at the Charleston Music Hall. He released it on Juneteenth in 2019, and it's an incredible album. It even won the best album by the Free Times. And these are like voters that, you know, Free Times is it's a Columbia-based publication, but everybody recognized the greatness of it. He's also working on a documentary that's focusing on rural African-American farmers that's been pretty, pretty amazing. And he's just this all-around great activist and hip-hop artist and someone that, you know, I talk to people about the idea of being an artist isn't just a painter or just making music. The idea is you can also use your art to speak on different things that's going on. And this guy just seemed really, really fascinating. So he's going to be the first guest that we're going to speak to. And I'm just excited to get him. He's been involved in political campaigns, working with just being out front and out in the street with Elizabeth Warren. And he's just this really fascinating guy that I really wanted to talk to, because a lot of times when you have artists, or especially musicians, you just hear the music, but you never hear their stories. And that was one of the biggest things I wanted to do with this, is that there's never really a platform for just people just to talk about what they're doing, or if they're great at their art, how did they get to that point? And that's just something that I just thought would be really, really great to do. And I'm really excited that Trustus is down to partner with me to do this.
Absolutely. And not only is the format very interesting, it kind of reminds me of, this is going to sound crazy, but my background is originally in acting and the Actors Studio, those conversations.
Absolutely. Yes. I definitely, trust me, I'm going to ask the James Lipton questions at the end, you know, so that was something that I wanted to pay homage to that. I love that show because of how simple it was. I think that, you know, if you think about the traditional way of actors and superstars being able to have a conversation, they're like on a Tonight Show, and it's like a 4-minute interview, and you really can't deep dive with anything about these people or how they get to their craft and how they get to the point where they're these people that we see on television, because it's usually, all right, promote this movie, okay, I got an album, okay, see you later. Inside the Actor Studio, I always loved that concept, and really, this is a concept that I started in 2019. Early 2020, where the idea was I was going to do these interviews at my house. And so I had these really, really great people doing these interviews. We were filming it, but COVID got in the way, because it's a little bit difficult now to say, hey, come to my house and talk to me.
You know, right, what I mean? Right.
So So we put it on pause, but Trustus was a great partner for this because there was this mutual ideal of we want to get back into the art scene as artists, you want to create, but how can we be responsible with getting art and making sure that people are safe? So we have really, really strict COVID guidelines. We're making the show as efficient as possible because the thought is basically this. The event's going to be 90 minutes. And it's going to be part me kind of hosting and giving some kind of conversation and commentary, performing a song or two, interview, you're going home. Because the idea is basically, you know, we're doing one third the capacity of the venue because we want to make sure that we have enough space for people to be in. It's a mass event. But also when it's efficient, if you have an intermission and a bunch of people rush to the restroom, there's no way to monitor that. So what we're trying to do is just be, you know, scratch that itch of wanting to be creative and get people out of the house, but also be extremely safe in what we're doing. And this is kind of the best idea. So it's no huge production. It's just the art of conversation. And there's one thing that I think was a plus side of all the things that happened with artists being stuck at home during COVID is that the glamour and glitz were kind of stripped off. And you had artists that are used to performing in stadiums stripping things down and talking to you from their bedroom, you know, playing songs at home and showing you the process. And I think that the public, we're more excited about honesty than we are about the glamour of it. And I think this is a great opportunity for us to really, really just sit down and just hear people have these conversations. And I'm really excited about it.
Absolutely. So you touched on so many things that are vital to me and would have kept me engaged with the music community for the decades that I've been on my side of this particular microphone. So yeah, I'm with you on this completely. So when we come back, I want to talk more with Preach Jacobs about the event and especially about your second guest of the evening, who is someone who has been making food I absolutely adore. And not just me, it's recognized across the country. We'll be back talking more in just a moment. Stick around, y'all. We got lots more music on deck at 94.9 The Palm. Hey, y'all. Sloan Spencer with you on the morning dive. We're hanging out by phone this morning talking with Preach Jacobs about his live event that's happening at Trustus Theater. It is a sold out event this evening, but don't worry, they're filming it. We'll be able to watch it at a future date. And it's the debut in an upcoming series as well. So you've got a couple of guests. You mentioned that Benny Starr, hip hop artist from Charleston, is coming, but you also have someone who has been making amazing food here in the Midlands for quite a while.
Absolutely. So Falani Jeter is the founder of A Piece of Soul Vegan Kitchen. And I thought this was really fascinating when we were talking about the idea of hearing people's stories, was that she's got national attention. She's been on these, you know, these food shows. I think American Express was doing an award where they were giving $25,000 to an independent business and she won it.
I voted.
You know, but that's kind of my point, was that she's doing all these great things and I've never heard her have a sit down conversation with anyone. And I don't think it's necessarily neglect. I think a lot of times we get so caught up that we don't think about, wow, this would be a very, very interesting story. Because look, I'm from Colombia. My family is coming from the rural South. The idea of meeting three and I would say also one of the biggest issues in the African-American community, we talk about hypertension and diabetes, the whole concept of soul food, you know what I mean? Where it's basically like we glorify, you know, just really unhealthy foods. Like Chris Rock had this really great joke, but he was basically like, the weirdest thing about going to a black funeral is that afterwards you go to somebody's house and eat all the food that killed the person that you went to the funeral for. So
my family's from outside of Sumter. I resemble this as well.
I mean, and that's the funny part about it, was that I think the idea of being in South Carolina, where, think about it like this. I joke with people that come from out of town when I tell them about like Lizard's Thicket, and I'm like, I love Lizard's Thicket. I said, but it's really hilarious because they'll look on the menu and like Jello is a vegetable, you know, macaroni is a vegetable.
Mac and cheese is a vegetable.
there's nothing green from that, you know, and it's also funny. I was a vegetarian, not a vegan. I was a vegetarian for 15 years. There were a lot of things that I did wrong, right? Where I would go to these restaurants and I would eat, you know, I'll go to Lizard Thicket and say, macaroni, fried okra, fried this, fried that. And it's like, I was a starchitarian. And so there was a lot of food habits I had to get out of my mind. And the funny thing about it is to look at that culture here in the South and then say, you know what? I'm going to have a vegan restaurant in this city. And for it to thrive, I think it's just fascinating. And so having her as one of those conversations and really, really having an opportunity to really have a platform to listen to stories from African-American women, I think was a really great opportunity to do that as well. And it was really, really intentional. And so one of the best restaurants in town. And when I see the national attention, I have like people and friends all over the country. You know, she's a superstar. Mm-hmm. and she's right here in our city. So I was really, really excited to kind of talk about that and her journey and how did she get there. And I just, you know, and I don't know the answers to these questions. And that's kind of why I wanted to do this series, because like I'm just excited. I'm just, you know, I'm gonna be Larry King, just waiting to find out this information. And I think that we sold out of the tickets. And when I say sold out, we were basically making it free for the public, but you had to register. We sold out within a day and a half. And I have more reserves of people where I say, hey, not everybody's going to be able to make it. So if you're on reserve, if someone doesn't make it, because I'm asking people, are you sure you're going to come? You know, I can put a reserve in. There's twice the amount of reserves as we have of the people that got their tickets. And so that proves to me that people are really, really excited about hearing these conversations from these two people. And I'm excited about continuing this series on throughout the course of the year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, by the way, if you all have not been to Peace of Soul Vegan Kitchen in a while, they are now located on North Main, just across the street from Curiosity Coffee, just right there on the edge of Cottontown.
Mm-hmm. Also, the reinvigoration of Cottontown and that area in North Main, I think has been phenomenal. I think there's some businesses that's been hurting due to COVID, but I'm glad to see that they're still out here surviving. So I tell people all the time, if you can go to a restaurant that's not necessarily your chain, anytime you can, go do it.
And Peace of Soul has made it really easy to do carry out. So just FYI.
Absolutely.
We'll be back talking more. Go ahead.
You're going to make me go there today. You're going to make me go there today.
Listen, if they keep selling the chicken every day, I'm going to have to go, because that's the most amazing not chicken ever in the entire world.
Oh, yeah. This will be one of my questions. I have no idea how they do that. So
it's amazing, y'all. So just saying. Anyway, we'll be back in a moment talking with Priest Jacobs. I want to hear a little bit about some of the art that you create as well. But this event is happening tonight at Trust Us. It is sold out, but there will be a filmed version of it available soon. And I want to be sure you've got it in the back of your mind for upcoming dates as well. So stick around, y'all. Lots more music on the way at 94.9 The Palm. Hey, y'all, it's Sloan Spencer on the Morning Dive here at 94.9 The Palm. We've been talking this morning with Priest Jacobs about the event going on at Trust Us Theater this evening. Conversations with hip-hop artist Benny Starr from Charleston and also Philomi Jeter of A Piece of Soul Vegan Kitchen there on North Main in Cottontown. That's all happening tonight. It is a sold-out event. It will be available on film in the future, and you can look for future events as well. But meanwhile, you happen to create some incredible music and art as well.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I, you know, I tell people that as a creative, I just do a bunch of stuff that I just want to do. And so the first love would always be making music and being creative. But like I said earlier, I'm a columnist. I've done stuff nationally, but I'm also primarily doing columns for the Free Times / Post and Courier Columbia. Column is called Fight the Power. I have a podcast called The Negro League. And one of the things that I do also as a DJ, I used to do these events called the Loft Sessions, where we literally was in a friend's loft. We would have a featured visual artist and a featured performer. So we'll take his artwork off the wall, the visual artist that we're featuring, and put their stuff on the wall, and we'll just have these really, really cool shows. But we can't do that now because of COVID. But what I do now for Loft Sessions is I do these DJ sets from my house. And so usually I was doing them once a week, but I've kind of slacked a little bit because it's been really, really busy. But my website is preachjacobs.co, and that's probably the best place to get the hub of everything that I do. So whether it's going to be my music videos off the new music that I'm putting out, I'm finishing an album up now, whether it's the podcast or whether it's merch for my clothing company called Mo Better Soul, everything is on that website, preachjacobs.co. And you can pretty much keep up with everything that I'm doing. All the social media stuff is at Preach Jacobs. So please DM me. Let me know that you like an article that I did or hate a song that I made. I'm definitely going to respond to pretty much the majority of it. If you like an article, I'll say thanks. If you hate the song, I'm like, yeah, maybe I could have been better. But but for the most part, you know, I try to be as engaged as possible. And I think that that's one of the advantages now as an artist these days. We were kind of talking earlier off air about, like, you know, the plight of artists and how it's different from back in the day. I think now an artist being able to communicate directly with the people that support them, I think is a big, big deal. So yeah, reach out to me, please.
Definitely, definitely. And again, the easiest way to do that is through preachjacobs.co. Super simple to find all the links to everything right there. Meanwhile, congratulations on this debut sold out event, and looking forward to many more.
Thank you. I think right now the next date is February the 26th. We're still working on our guests for that. But if this one is an indication of what's to come, I'm really, really excited about it. So this works out well. It looks like it's going to be something we're going to continue to do at Trustus, and we're really, really excited about it. And thank you again for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Again, y'all, Preach Jacobs. Find more at preachjacobs.co. Instagram. We got lots more music on the way. It's 94.9 The Palm.